Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you be gracious not only to the one who speak and to those who hear. And I pray, O Lord, that you open our ear that we can hear and open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that's written in the law and help us to, with the power of the Holy Spirit, to obey and so that we be blessed all the days of our life. Hear my prayer, listen to my cry for mercy, and I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I strongly believe that is one life changing another life. And that's the reason why God gave us 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New Testament. He laid down all his precepts according to Psalm 119 that are to be fully obeyed. He laid down the precepts. It's not just for you to say, pick and choose. Yeah, this one I do, that one I don't do. No, he laid it down so that we all have to obey. When we don't obey, and we're going to suffer harm. Will you please turn to Psalm 119, verse 4? By the time when we read the Old Testament or the New Testament, we don't despise what it say. Whatever it say, we just obey, and so that we be blessed. We don't want to be wise in our own eyes, thinking that we can do without it. If we don't do it, we're gonna suffer harm. Remember that word, Psalm 119, verse 4. You have laid down precept. You have laid down your law that are to be fully obeyed. It's not for us to pick and choose. Unfortunately, in verse 6, Kinsman Redeemer is unknown. His name is unknown. It wasn't recorded by Ruth. And chapter 4, verse 6, at this, the kinsman redeemer said, then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. Then you redeem it yourself. I cannot do it. I want you to write that down. 4, 6, chapter 4, verse 6, you write down Psalm 119, verse 4. God has two requirements. The first requirement is, if your relatives is poor, and if he come and approach you and ask you to redeem his property, and you are his close relative, just like that kinsman redeemer, he said, yeah, I can redeem it. But when Boaz said to him, you not only have to redeem it, you have to marry the widow, Ruth. And all of a sudden he realized it. When I redeem that property, I don't take possessions of it. I just pay the money. I don't get anything out of it. Because when I marry that widow, and the firstborn belongs to the to that family. So he say, I cannot do it. So he wildly two law. The first law, you have to redeem it, and he didn't redeem it. Second law, you have to marry the widow. And he said, I cannot do it. So that's why his name is not written in the Bible. Of course, God knows his name, but his name was erased in the book of Lamb. Okay? Make sure, brother and sister, make sure your name is not erased from the book of Lamb. I would like you to turn to Psalm 69. Verse 27 and 28. charge them with crime upon crime. Do not let them share in your salvation. May they be blotted out of the book of life and not be listed with the righteous. Make sure your name is not blotted out. 27 and 28. Some people who doesn't understand the Bible thinking that, wow, Pastor John, your teaching is so severe. We are living in a New Testament time. Would you please turn to the New Testament teaching? New Testament teaching, chapter 2, to the first church, Church of Ephesus. This warning is to the pastor at the Church of Ephesus. Chapter 2, verse 4. Yet I hold this against you, against the pastor of the church. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the thing you did at first. If you do not repent, and I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. That means you can no longer shine. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitan, which I also hate. Verse 7. He who has ear, let him hear what the scripture, what the Spirit said to the churches. To him who overcome is the one who repent and realize that this is what the Lord Jesus Christ has held against you. Because the pastor at the Church of Ephesus forsaken his first love. That's the one who overcome. To him who overcome, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. In other words, if the pastor in the Church of Ephesus do not repent, keep doing what he's doing, even though he knows that he has done wrong, without repenting, without turn around, he cannot eat the fruit of the tree of life. Anyone cannot eat the fruit of the tree of life, that means he go to hell. Another teaching, chapter 3. That's a New Testament teaching in Revelation. Chapter 3. To the church of Sardis. These are the words of him who hold the seven spirit of God and the seven star. I know your deed, and you have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what remain, and is about to die. For I have not found your deed complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, obey, and repent. Circle the word repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. And then I jump to verse 5. He who overcomes, listen to the word of the Lord, listen to his warning. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never block out his name from the book of life. Circle the word, book of life. Chapter 3, verse 5, this is New Testament teaching. Psalm 69, verse 28 is Old Testament teaching. May they be blotted out of the book of life and not listed with the righteous. Make sure our name are not blotted out. That fellow, that kinsman redeemer, he has name, but his name was not written by Ruth. Ruth was filled with the Holy Spirit. So the Lord moved Ruth not to mention his name, because his name was blotted out unless he repent. Okay? So brother and sister, make sure when I first say to you Psalm 119 verse 4, when the Lord laid down his precept to each and every one of us, whether in the New Testament or in the Old Testament, whether in the book of Ruth or in Revelation, they are God's precept. They are God's word. When God lay it down to us, it's for us to be fully obeyed. You don't pick and choose. I also want you to write that down. 119 verse 4, right beside 119 verse 4, you write down James chapter 4 verse 17. Anyone, I don't care who you are, whether you're a pastor or you're elder, you're just a saint or you're just a Christian or believer, anyone who knows the good he ought to do and did not do it, sins. You know you should redeem. You know you should marry Ruth. And you say, I cannot do it because it endanger my estate. In other words, he's thinking that his own estate is more important than obeying God's word. So that fellow, according to, what's his name? Where's Linda? Linda over there, okay? Linda just quoted the Bible verses, Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 23. You cannot say, I love you without obeying your word. Jesus said, if you love me, if you love God, you obey God's word, right? That's what you quoted there. We can't just say with our mouth, we love God, and yet we don't obey him. You don't obey him, that means you don't love him. You don't love him, you don't know the consequences because you don't memorize Bible verses. Okay? You don't love him? I want you to write that down in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36. You don't love him? That means you hate him, right? He who hates him, love death. He who hates him, love death. No kidding, you know? So if I put 836 and put in the New Testament teaching Romans chapter 8 verse 4, Romans chapter 8 verse 6, he whose mind is controlled by his own flesh is death. He whose mind is controlled by the Holy Spirit is life and peace. So that Redeemer, he loved that. He loved that. Then God said, okay, I fulfill your desire. I erase your name from the book of Lamb, from the book of the Lamb of God, right? Don't love that. Love Jesus. When you realize that you've done wrong, you say, God, I'm sorry, I've done wrong. And please forgive me. And help me, oh God, I don't want to do it again. When you realize you sin against God, anyone who knows the good he ought to do, but did not do it, sins. Right? You lay down your precepts that are to be fully obeyed, but I didn't obey. I should redeem the land, but I say I cannot redeem now. I should marry Ruth, and then I say I cannot marry now, because it endangered my estate. So you have to ask yourself, is it obeying, endangering your estate is more important than obeying God's word? I don't think so. Because you read that. I want you right beside the estate. You write down Psalm 37. It mentions numerous times the righteous people, the one who blesses by God, the one who obeys God, the one who is meet them in gentle. All these people can inherit inheritance and forever and ever. Mention it numerous times. And that guy, he thought his present estate is more important than the future estate, the future inheritance. He cannot inherit the inheritance. I want you to write that down right beside inheritance. You write down Psalm 119, 111. The psalmist says, your statue, O God, are my inheritance forever and ever. That's why I delight in your statue, because I like it. Because I've done what you say, and I'm going to inherit the inheritance. 119111. Your statute, your precept, your word are my inheritance. When I've done what you ask of me to do, and I know for sure I'm going to inherit the inheritance forever and ever. That estate is better than this estate in here. Forever estate is better than the estate he has now. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? People, they don't memorize God's word. They thought it's okay. Nothing happened. And lo and behold, he lost the inheritance. He lost his name. His name was erased. If he know that, I think he won't do it. Because people don't know it. You know why they don't know it? Write that down. Proverbs 10:21. Why? Because they lack of knowledge. They have no regard on God's word. I give you one illustration. Then you know what Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 6 is true. He whose mind is controlled by the flesh, just like that unknown redeemer, I cannot redeem it. Because by marrying Ruth will endanger my estate. And he loved the wealth that he has right now. He has no regard of the enduring wealth that God is going to give it to whoever obey him. You write down 8:18, book of Proverbs. We all know that. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16, on the right hand of wisdom, wisdom is anyone who hear God's word and do it, is the wise man. Anyone who loves wisdom, anyone who has wisdom, on the right hand of wisdom is life. That life is God's life, is eternal life. On the left hand of wisdom is riches and honor. Wow, I want you to write that down beside 3:16 Proverbs. You write down 8:18. Lo and behold, that riches is enduring wealth. Not just the riches right now. He's talking about enduring wealth. That wealth lasts forever and ever. On top of that, righteousness and riches and honor. Wow, we miss so much. Unless you put it into your heart. That's why the psalmist say, your statute are my delight. Why? Because your statute, your word, are my heritage forever and ever. Because if I obey your word, I'm going to claim that promises when I see you face to face. You say, Lord Jesus, isn't it you promised me in 8:18 that I'm going to get enduring wealth? And where is that enduring wealth? Because he cannot deny himself. Make sure when you do things, you base upon the God's teaching. Don't you know the book of Proverbs say, anyone who hates God's law, anyone refuse to study God's word, even his prayer is detestable. Because you don't read God's word, you're going to pray according to your own will. You don't even know what you should pray. Your prayer are detestable because he hates your prayer. But if you love God's word, you've done what he say, Lord, I'm still waiting for you. Isn't it you promised me 8:18? First of all, start with 8:17 first. Anyone who loves me, God say, I'm going to love you. Anyone who seeks me, he's going to find me. 8:35, anyone who find me, find life and receive favor from the Lord. If you have done what God asked you to do, you say, Lord, could you show me your favor? Because you say, anyone who finds you, find life. I not only want to find life, I want to find favor from you. Anyone fail to find me, harm himself. Anyone hates me, love them. I don't want to hate you. Of course, we Christians dare not say that we hate you, right?
But deep in our heart, we do think against God's word, that means you hate him.
Do we know what I'm talking about?
I think I dried the pond, right? Now let me talk about the blessing. Okay? I don't want you just know, you know, the negative aspect is dad hurt himself, harm himself, but go the other way. When you do God's word, it benefits yourself. It glorifies God. God says, see, look at me. I want you to write that down. Chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Book of Job. Book of Job. Job is the one who fear God. He's the one who honor God. And God feels so proud in front of Satan. He said he's the righteous man, blameless. Okay? You obey God's word. You honor God. God gonna honor you. God will honor you. Okay? I guarantee you, he can honor you just like God honor his servant Job. No question about that. Chapter 3 all the way to chapter 31, he suffered so much pain. But lo and behold, in chapter 42, he get double the blessing after suffer all this kind of pain. You understand? God will reward you in due time. Okay? Wait for the Lord. Do not lose hope. Okay? Do exactly what he asked you to do. Don't be wise in your own eyes. When he say don't do it, he mean don't do it. I give you one more illustration. Do you know why people will die so young right now? Because we are wise in our own eyes. We have done things that change God's word. We have what you call engineering modified grain, right? The engineer think that they are wise. They modify the grain. Another thing, they are wise in their own eyes, is they put fertilizer in the soil. You know what Bible say? The Bible say, the land has to work, you sow and reap the harvest for 6 years. Bible say on the 7th year, let it grow, you don't harvest it. You can eat, poor people can eat, foreigner can eat, even animal can eat. There's a reason for that. Let animal to eat it. When animal eat it, you know what happened after he eat? You let animal to eat it. You let that fruit rotten if it's too much because you don't harvest it. When it rotten, that become a fertilizer, can last for another 6 years. And you live a long time. And we think we are wise in our own eyes. That's why the Bible says, you disobey God, you're going to die young. And I guarantee you, in the millennium kingdom, when Jesus Christ is going to reign on earth, I guarantee you, on the 7th year, we don't put fertilizer. We have natural fertilizer. Okay? At that time, people live 1,000 years. Okay? The one according to Isaiah chapter 65, who live only 100 years, he is cursed by God because he's not supposed to live 100 years. He's supposed to live 1,000 years. Just like the tree, just like the ages of tree, last for 1,000 years. You disobey him, he struck you to death. That's why you thought you only live up to 100. Brother and sister, remember that. Don't let your mind be controlled by your own wisdom. Don't disobey God. When God says no, He mean no, you just say no. When God say yes, you just say yes. You can disobey, and you're going to suffer harm. Remember 8:36. He who failed to find me, harm himself. He who hate me, love death. Anyone who knows the good he ought to do, but did not do it, sin. Right beside sin, 4:17, book of James, you write down, :23, book of Romans, the wages of sins is death. The wages of sins is death. Okay? I want to use 20 minutes to talk about the blessing. The blessing that a non-kinsman redeemer missed out, that he didn't have. That blessing could have been given to him because he's the first one qualified to be the redeemer. Boaz is the second one in the line. But he didn't want it. Boaz say, I want it. Let's hear the blessing. In verse 11. Then the elders, how many elders are there? In chapter 4, verse 2, 10 elders were there. Then the elders and all those at the gate said, they said three things. Number one, we are witnesses. Because you have done good, let's hear how the elder and all those people who hear what Boaz has said and how they bless Boaz. Number one, may the Lord make the woman right beside the woman, you circle the word woman, Ruth. May the Lord make Ruth, who is coming into your home, like Rachel and Leah, who together build up the house of Israel. I circle the word, build up the house of Israel. Compare with the word in verse 6, then I cannot redeem it because I may endanger my own estate. Circle the word endanger. Endanger together with the word build up, link it together. Because he loved money. He loved pleasant blessing. He hates God's word. He say, I don't want to endanger my estate. No, you won't endanger your blessing. You won't endanger your estate. When you obey God, you're going to inherit the inheritance. You won't endanger your estate. Your estate, you circle the word, your estate. Now this estate is present estate and won't last forever. I want you to circle the word estate and write down Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. But that unknown kinsman redeemer does not trust the Lord, does not do good. You trust in the Lord and do good, you write that down, that's Boaz. Boaz will dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. You write down 37:3, and then you write down 37:9. For evil men will be cut off. Evil men, you write down verse 6, the kinsman redeemer. The unknown kinsman redeemer said, I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You write his name right there, unknown redeemer. That's the evil man will be cut off. But those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Circle the word, those. You write down Boaz. circle the world. Those including Ruth, including Naomi. Verse 9. And then go to verse 11. But the meek, the humble one, will inherit the land. You know what's the meek? Meek is the one who doesn't harden his heart to disobey God. He listened to God's word, redeemed the land, and married Ruth. Okay? But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. Verse 10. Whereas the wicked, the unknown redeemer, will be no more. He's going to last a little while. Though you look for them, they cannot be found. Write that down one more time. Verse 18. The day of the blameless are known to the Lord, and their inheritance will endure forever. Brother and sister, your estate only lasts your lifetime, but God give you inheritance lasts forever. Go to 22. Those the Lord blesses, those the Lord blesses, you write that down, verse 11 to verse 12, or Book of Ruth, chapter 4. That's how the elder bless them, and all those people who are the witness and bless them. Because when they bless them according to the word of God. So they will get blessing. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land. Verse 27. Turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. 29. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Verse 34. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exhort you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. Did you count them how many times mentioned about the land? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Do you see 8? Brother and sister, do you see that? Hannah, do you see that? By doing God's will it harm your present wealth? Yes or no? No. Okay. Wow, you got it, eh? You're a smart girl. Thank you. Okay, give me 5, okay? 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 Okay. Now you get it, okay? Eh? What do you say, Moses? Blessed are those who are meek in the spirit, right? You write that down, Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, because he can inherit the kingdom of God. Not just today, all the day of our life. That would be a good thing, right? Brother and sister, a lot of people, they cannot obey God's word because they say, by doing so, endanger this, endanger that, endanger my health, endanger my wealth, endanger my heart. No, it didn't endanger anything like that. Okay? I mentioned it in the Chinese. I mentioned it in the Chinese congregation last Sunday. But last Sunday, I don't mention it. Remember our church, we have a faith pledge. Remember that? So I bring 2 forms. I didn't see that Joy bring any form, so I bring her form, and I put it in the table. I think 3 weeks ago, I mentioned that. I said, Joy, you better think about that. Read the Bible. Hear what the Lord has to say to you. See, in the year of 2019, what you're going to give to the Lord. I just mentioned that. I say, you read the Bible yourself, tell what the Lord say to you. And then, last week, I asked her, what did the Lord say?
She said to me, the Lord said to me, ask me to give $10,000. The big pledge. I say, is that $10,000 including your tithing? Total $10,000? She say no. She say on top of the tithing, $10,000. According to the Bible, in Deuteronomy chapter 30, because I'm married, she live in my house, and I have the right to void her pledge. When I think she will get the blessing. When I'm her age, I don't even have this kind of knowledge of the Word of God. When I'm her age, I'm not even qualified to preach. She read the Bible, she understood. I don't stop her. I say, good for you. Wow. Maybe one of these days, the Lord will call you to preach more about the Word of God. You know what I mean? I know how much she's making. She's not making a lot of money. But she said, on top of the tithing, in 2019, I will give $10,000. And all of a sudden, the word of God come to me. Acts chapter 20, verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. That's Jesus' teaching. And that's Paul's teaching. And Paul quoted what Jesus has said. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Because of that, I don't stop her. I can stop her. Say, don't do that. Brother and sister, I encourage you, spend more time to read the book of Ruth. I timed the timing. When I read it from verse 1, chapter 1, all the way to chapter 4, it's 15 minutes, I can finish it. It's a very short book. But inside, there's so much blessing. And I would like you to read it. To see, from this day on, in the 2019, should we listen to the Word of God? When He laid down the precepts to us, that are to be fully obeyed. Because He wants us to be fully blessed. He wants us to be blessed just like Boaz being blessed. Not just in the wording. Brother and sister, if he mentioned it in 3:18 in 1 John, you love one another not just with word and with tongue, but with deed and action. If this is God's word, that means He won't just say to the elders and bless them. The woman that come into your house, this woman will establish, will build up your family. You understand what I'm trying to say? This woman won't destroy your family, won't endanger your estate. What are you talking about? You understand what I mean? It depends how you look at the thing. You look at it in the wrong way, you won't follow God. You look at it in the right way, you follow God all the days of your life. Everybody say? It all depends how you look at it. Same situation, but one look at it differently. One say, I can't do it. You do it. You know, if they say, if they find out so much blessing, they say, I can't receive the blessing. You receive the blessing. What is going on? You understand what I'm trying to say? Come on. Read that. He is so naive. He said, I cannot redeem it. You redeem it yourself. I cannot do it. He mentioned it twice in verse 6. He's so convinced. He's so convinced this is the right thing to do. Not knowing that. Not knowing that. You know that this is the good you ought to do. But did not do. He didn't know that he sins against God. You understand? The Bible didn't even say that. I want you to write that down right beside 4:6. You write down
chapter 4, verse 17, James, so that you know that sins against God. I also want you to write that down, Romans 8, 6, because his mind was controlled by the flesh, by his own evil desire, not his mind controlled by the Holy Spirit, by the word of God. He has no peace, he has no life. Right? Brother and sister, I can put New Testament teaching back to the Old Testament. I can put Old Testament teaching back into New Testament teaching. They all mean the same thing, but using different wording. I don't care whether you quoted 8:36, book of Proverbs. He who failed to find me, the unknown redeemer, failed to find God. He harmed himself. He hates God. He loved death. Right? It means the same thing. So that's why Solomon says in chapter 9, verse 6, the foolish man forsake your simple way because of your ignorance. Not knowing that I can't do it, end up sinning against God. I can't do it, end up I harm myself, harm my estate, harm my children. And love that? I don't want that. That's why people say, that's why Solomon say, chapter 10, verse 21, book of Proverbs, my people perish because they lack of knowledge. They don't know how much they miss it. When God say no, you say no. When God say yes, you say yes. You don't say no to God. You say no to God, when God say no to you, you are dead, man. Everybody say? Look at the second blessing. The second blessing? You say, Pastor John, you haven't finished, you know, talk about Rachel and Leah. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to devote the time. Not next Sunday, a week after that, I'm going to devote the time to study them. How do they build up the house of Israel? This kind of blessing is a rich blessing. That woman, this woman, Ruth, will build up your family when she enters into your house. How can you say that? I can't do it. You know what I mean? Another blessing? Take a look. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. You write that? 22, Proverbs, verse 1. Boaz has good name. Good name is more precious, better than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver and gold. Boaz has good name. Ruth has good name. And when the elder blessed Boaz, may you have standing in Ephrathah. May you be famous in Bethlehem. You know who was born in Bethlehem? King David. Later on, you know who was born in Bethlehem? Jesus Christ. You know who prophesied that? Micah, the prophet. The third blessing, verse 12. Through the offspring the Lord gave you by this young woman, Ruth, may your family be light of Perez, whom Tamar born to Judah. Wow, that's a rich teaching too. And I'm going to talk about that. But I'm not going to talk about right now. But I'm just telling you, there's three big blessings there. And I see you next, I will see you next week on Wednesday, right? But Sunday I won't be around. Next Sunday, I'll talk about that. that unknown person miss out so much blessing. I pray, oh God, that we don't miss out this kind of blessing. Since he's supposed to be the first one to get the blessing. He said, I cannot do it. Right? Now, right beside I cannot do it, what should you write down? You write Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I can do it. Because I will get the blessing. Everybody say, our Heavenly Father, help your servant whenever he opens his mouth, he speak your word, explain your word clearly so that your children get the blessing and be fed. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.